city council meeting tonight. I am Sally Orr, Mayor Pro Tem, and I am here for Mayor Porter. I entertain a motion to open our city council meeting this evening.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. We will take a few moments of silence, and then we will have the pledge allegiance by council members, Brent Straight. Thank you.
All rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now is the time for public comment, and anyone that would like to come up and comment, this is an opportunity to address the mayor and council with any concerns or praises that you may have. Having none, we'll close public comment and recognition of scouts. There are none, and then we'll move on to our consent agenda. A is the approval of the June 26th special council meeting and July 3rd council meeting minutes. I had one change on line 36, League of Cities and Towns. And is there any other changes on...
Which minutes were those?
Oh, sorry, what?
Which minutes?
I wasn't there on the June 26th, so it had to be the 3rd.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any I'll just do these separately. Is there any other changes or changes that need to be done for the council meeting, or for the consent agenda, the 8th? I request a entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda item A.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, then consent agenda item B is approval of the June warrants register. Is there any questions on that? I request a motion to approve the June warrants register. Entertain a motion to approve June warrants register. Do I have anyone that will move to approve that?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Consent agenda item C, set a date for the public hearing August 7th at 6 p.m. or as soon as the agenda permits to receive and consider comments on the proposed fiscal year 2019 budget and the certified tax rate.
So moved.
Is there any questions or anything? I entertain a motion to...
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we will move on to our discussion items. Item A is the consideration of Ordinance 1807, allocating franchise fees. Is there discussion that we'd like to have on this, or a motion that would like to be made?
Could we get an explanation of that?
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem, if I may. This is from a discussion at the
the June 26th council special meeting where staff was asked to prepare an ordinance that would restrict the utility franchise fees that the city charges for city-owned enterprises, that those monies would be restricted by ordinance. And the way the wording is on this ordinance, it would restrict a minimum of 50% of the utility franchise fee revenues collected to be used for road improvement projects, and the remaining utility franchise fee revenues collected to be allocated for road improvement projects. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you. That is on, I know I read that, let me see what the page is on.
Page 109 is the attachment, page 106 of the PDF is the ordinance.
So are you looking for discussion on that?
If there is discussion or a motion to table, move, or...
I'd be willing to discuss that. So, yeah, I like the concept of this. I'm thinking on having a vision of this, and I know I've actually called for this in the past year several times, actually I think maybe 2 years, but I started thinking about my vision of South Ogden City. Now, for some people, parks aren't a big deal. Some of my friends don't even care if they have parks. I live right near a park. I see hundreds of people in that park every day. Sometimes there's 200 people at any one given point at the splash pad in that area. That'll probably increase once we get the shade structures up. I think that makes it even more usable. Keeping the sun off. I've seen those shade structures in St. George. I think they're a good idea. What's my vision of South Ogden Parks? Well, I remember years ago, even before the properties were up for sale, I thought it'd be wise that we have a letter of agreement with the school district that we would have the first right of refusal. I think that was a good move. Some people may disagree. I think the annexation of the Ogden Golf and Country Club has been a good move, and that was partly made possible. In fact, a lot of the reason that even came about, it probably would have never came up if we hadn't bought the elementary property down there. I think it's safe to say that the issue would have never even come up, and if it had, it would have been rejected out of hand. But we held some good cards in regards to that. Now we have a big project ahead of us, because parks aren't free. And I think the number around $5 million, like $7 million for the Birch Creek Park. So in some ways, getting rid of the other park area actually benefited us.
Excuse me.
But,
okay. Are you getting to the...
Yeah, this is a big part of this.
Okay.
In fact, this ordinance, where does 50% of the money potentially go?
Parks.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so where are parks on my priority list? Well, clean running water, a park, I'm going clean running water. Public safety and a park, I'm going public safety. There's a lot of things I have ahead of parks, but I also realize how important parks are. I have some things that aren't ahead of parks. A new city office building is not ahead of parks on my list. Our lease package, except, I do know though, There are certain parts of that lease package. If we don't get the snow removed and we keep those 2004s, are they older than that? They might even be older than that. But nonetheless, we're getting some new snow plows. I think that's pretty important. So I put the snow plows ahead of this. I mean, there's things we get, but John's F-350, probably not, it's probably 150, I'm teasing you. I don't put that ahead of the parks. Heck, he can have a 1979 Ford 150 as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, the only way we were able to get this building, you couldn't build this building unless we bonded for it. Now, I'm not a big fan of debt. In fact, but we all have to do some debt in our life, right? We can't have a home usually without some debt. And so, I think the only way we get parks in the long term, I think the only way we do it and have the budgetary will to do it is if we bind ourselves. And so, in regards to the allocating the franchise fee funds, I'd be sort of an idiot not to see that this is a partial victory. Now, personally, I'd rather not allocate the franchise fee funds at all. I'd like to do away with the franchise fee fund. But this ordinance gives some protection. It doesn't bind a future council. They can overturn our ordinance. But at least that ordinance is there. And so this is a major part of it, parks. We need, and this would give us some money to bind to the parks. And so without getting 100% of what I want, we could always get that later. Or maybe we'll get it tonight. So I'm going to be in favor of this ordinance, because if I get nothing else, at least I have this. And it was my idea. So, although I'm not completely happy with it, I see that it's a first step. And potentially, because if you look at it, we can bind ourselves with that. I think this is going to be a very good year. The economy is going very well. I think we're going to be fine with the budget. I think there's going to be surplus. I would like to see us do some more efficient things. For example, we had a resident that brought up some ideas as far as efficiencies a few council meetings ago. I think we need to explore some of those. I think we need to be innovative in our budget. And anyway,
so
I'm going to say that I'm in support of it, and I'll give the motion for ordinance 18-07 allocating franchise fee funds, which restricts those funds, because it's a good first step.
Okay. Now, that isn't, you said it's close to what you asked, what you had wanted. To me, that's exactly what you asked, 50-50. Is that not exactly what you asked?
I would have liked it to be 100%.
To Rhodes?
But,
okay.
Vision, but I'm just giving my...
So you would have rather had 100% to Rhodes than Parks happy now? I mean, I just thought this was what you wanted, so I was surprised that you're not happy. Sorry, I thought that's what you wanted.
Mayor Pro Tem, let me explain it this way. Barring having exactly what I want, this is a better alternative than what we had when the budget process began. So, in deference to my other opinions, I'm just saying that money that I'm giving a broader vision of parks in this city, and that I am of the opinion the only way we're going to get those parks ever done is if we bond for it. Just like we bonded for this building, anything else. Now, I can't make that a part of this motion. It's not part of the ordinance.
No.
But I can link it in regards to my vision so that when it comes to future meetings, we can start working on this if there's two others that agree.
Okay.
So I'm not changing the ordinance. I'm not asking for something different. I'm just saying my vision of where this ordinance could take us. It's not perfect, it's not exactly what I want, but I'm going to support it at this point.
Okay, so you're making a motion to...
approve ordinance 18-07.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Would this be roll call?
Yes.
We have a motion and a second. Councilmember Strait.
You can ask for further discussion.
Oh, further discussion. Sorry. Is there any further discussion on ordinance 18-07? Councilmember Strait.
Yes.
Councilmember Howard.
Yes.
Councilmember Hensley?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Ordinance 18-07 passes.
You get to vote too.
Oh,
well.
I do too?
Yeah.
Yes. You good going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. The next is consideration of previously tabled ordinance 18-6, amending the consolidated fee schedule for utility rates and the newsletter ad fees. Discussion on this one. Utility rate, those were the colored ones. What page were we on those, anybody? There we go.
Page 110 is the ordinance, and then the red line starts page 113.
Discussion on the utility rates, and maybe I can just refer to city manager for the newsletter fees just to catch us up on that soon.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. That has been added since you last discussed this. It just a cleanup item. Staff noticed and is recommending this be amended. In the past, this in order to advertise in the city's newsletter, we would require a fee of, I believe, $250. Well, they're there on page 115. Depending on the size, anything from anywhere from $150 up to $450. And as a part of that fee, the city would take the flyer that the business wanted to include with our newsletter, and we would run copies, and we'd do all the legwork and then include it with our newsletter. We've gone away from that practice where we require the business to provide us their own flyers, and then we simply pay to have those included and mailed out with our newsletter. So the recommendation is we no longer have the need or justification for those higher fees because we don't do the printing. The recommendation is that all of those fees be reduced to a flat $150 fee in order to advertise in the city's newsletter.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes.
It's $150 regardless of size? Did I misread that?
Yeah.
No, because we're not printing them anymore. They are. So they're paying for whatever size they want. And it doesn't cost us any more in postage.
Thank you.
What about the weight? Does it matter what the weight of the envelope is?
The federal government just increased that.
Okay.
So that it used to be like around 7 pages you could have in one envelope and still be at the rate. But now they've increased, instead of increasing postage rates, they increased the weight that you could put in there. So now you can have up to like 20 pages. Wow. And so I don't see any possibility that at any point. And plus it says down there that we have the right to refuse anybody if it's going to increase our rates for that month. So.
Mayor Pro Tem, I have a question. So what does that $150, where does it go to? Does it offset the cost at all?
Lisa, do you have
So what that is doing, it allows them the privilege of us pushing it out over Facebook, Twitter, and on our website, they get an ad. So that's well worth, I mean, they would pay lots more if we were going to sell all those names and email addresses. It'd probably cost them a lot more for that.
But the question is, does it defray our expense for the newsletter?
That's where it goes to, yeah. Ask Steve.
And if it's a much better price, then maybe the $250 is still reasonable. Mm-hmm.
To reach that many people.
Right.
The $150 that is charged, or whatever the fee is, depending on the practice right now, that is receipted into the city as miscellaneous revenue, so it goes within the general fund.
And another question, would it be possible then for 3 or 5 or 10 people to say they wanted to include an ad that month, and mm-hmm. all of them could do that?
Okay. And that's probably something we'd look at here, to what we would like to do on that, if you wanted to look at the number of ads on that newsletter too. And then back to the utility rate, the consolidated fee schedule for utility rates. We have a discussion on that part.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes, Councilmember Strait.
So I'm not sure how you do this legislatively, so I may need some help on this. Because I just did vote for Ordinance 18-07. And I made some philosophical statements there. So, in regards to the sustainability model, we've been told that we need to do 6% increase to our utility rates, base rates, as well as our tiered structure as well. Just voted to put half of the franchise fee, or at least half, into roads and the other half into parks. The compromise that's in my mind, which means we might have to back into this later as we work out, I'd like us to take seriously the idea that we raise the money for our road improvement or maintenance fee directly instead of indirectly through the franchise fee. So, but I'm also admitting to the idea that I'll go with the idea of the parks. So my suggestion is to help us move along with a clear decision in a timely manner, as timely as is reasonable, because you just can't do this tomorrow or the next day, that instead of raising the rates 6%, we raise them 3%, and we suspend the collection of that portion that goes to roads, which would be the other 3%. In other words, we're returning 3% back into the fund until we can get the data necessary to either reinstate that fee and increase it to 6%, or we come up with a plan for our road maintenance fee that makes us more sustainable in regards to that, and go through the process that was talked about in our work session. So,
yeah.
I'm asking council to give me direction on how to do this properly.
The way you do that would be to make the motion to adopt the document with those changes being made. If you get a second, then you have the vote, it carries you. Right. If you don't get a second, or you don't get the vote, then you're back to square one. But that's the way you just make the motion, listing those exceptions you just did.
I'd like to make a motion that we adopt ordinance 18-06, but instead of a 6% increase, that'd be 3%, that we temporarily suspend the collection or the franchise fee for the road portion, but not the park portion, until we can determine road maintenance fee, or that no, we're going to increase it by 6% and put it into roads. That's about as halfway there as I can get.
Do you have that, Lisa? Fine, 3%. And suspend road, but continue
parks.
The 3% for parks.
No, suspend for the 3% for roads.
Yeah, suspend the roads, but have 3% for parks. Is that
correct?
Right? Do we have a second?
I will second.
Would we like any further discussion on this item?
I have a couple questions, Mayor Pro Tem. I just want to make sure that we don't run into a challenge here with the ordinance that was just approved regarding the restriction of those fees places the priority of those funds first to roads, right, then to parks. So I don't know, because it sounds like what you're proposing is that the opposite for now, until the road fees can be revisited, is that right? And I just didn't know if we run into...
You can't have a priority of roads if there's no authorization for roads. So that part of it would become moot until you go back and readopt the other 3%.
I'm just using that as a placer to say, okay, let's get serious about this.
It's really a placeholder at this point.
Yeah, okay. The other question I had, Councilmember Strait, you mentioned until additional data or something
until
was available.
Until we can have the discussion on...
On the road improvement, the discussion that we... Okay.
I mean, everyone knows that my perfect world is we just do away with the franchise fee. But I think we can get here. Plus, I've outlined a vision of parks, vision of where I think we should go. And that's important. So I'm trying to look at all sides of this issue and still have some of the philosophy that I, or most of that philosophy is still intact on my part. Trying to make it work, the possible.
Any more discussion?
I appreciate Councilmember Strait's willingness. I know this does not align with his core beliefs. I appreciate the concessions that are made, the willingness to meet us halfway.
Thank you. Any further discussion? You can throw a vote. Okay, this will be a roll call vote. Councilmember Strait?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Hensley?
Yes.
Councilmember Howard?
No.
You get to vote.
Councilwoman Mayor Protem? No.
Mayor Protem? If I might, before you jump to the next agenda item, just, is there any direction to staff as a follow-up to this recent vote motion on additional things that you're expecting us to be working on or organizing so that you can have the discussions you've indicated? I know in the work session, there was some discussion perhaps about perhaps revisiting things with the consultant that had come in and helped us with the sustainability models. I don't know if that's of interest, but just so that we know what the expectation is for preparing this for additional discussion.
I would think that we need to relook at the sustainability model with a 3% increase and see how that's going to push out all the what's on the utilities, because that will affect everything down the line on that. So that we'll have to look at the sustainability on that one. And then also, I guess the road portion, we'll just wait until we talk about
so it. So Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes.
The 3% that's being temporarily suspended means that we're not affecting, for now, the sustainability. The only thing we're affecting is roads, right?
No.
Okay, so we're temporarily suspending roads. That 3%, basically 3% is diverted in parks, 3% is diverted into roads based on the ordinance, correct? So instead of doing
that's not true.
Because you have
eliminated that 3% that would have gone to roads. So the prior ordinance that makes the allocation is only efficacious as to parks. So
I think we're saying the same thing. Okay. All I'm saying is this is right now we're budget neutral as far as sustainability goes.
So you are not.
But we have to get there, and the way we get there is we have to look at what's happening with the roads. Now, if you want to say that we're affecting anything, it's basically our roads temporarily.
No, Councilman Strait, what I understood it to be, and I just need, if I misunderstood, then that's fine. I thought you said instead of having a 6% increase in utility fees, you wanted a 3%. That's not correct?
Well, that's temporary as well.
So that's a long yes.
Okay, so it does affect, it will affect our utilities.
Where you are right now is, what Mr. Dixon's asking for is simply some direction on the fundamental question of, to get the information that Councilmember Strait wants to have to make the ultimate decision, do you want staff to get the expert that you used before on the sustainability model to come in?
Yes.
I think the sense that I'm hearing is, yes, you do. So the way you would attack that at this point is that as the Mayor Pro Tem, you give that direction to staff to get that put together and ask for assent from your council.
Okay.
Yes, that's, yeah.
It's not really a motion or a vote per se, but you're giving them a sense of what you want us to do.
And are we trying to do this for next week or in 2 weeks?
The next meeting is until the 7th, so it's 3 weeks.
Or two.
It's a 5-Tuesday month, so it's 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we should have, okay. So, yeah,
it's all due diligence. Let's look at what we did last year with the roads. That'll be good for the new council members. And look at the sustainability with that. And say, how do we best get there?
So as soon as the consultant's available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Of course, I think you could do it.
We have a fifth Tuesday, and right now we have that 3-city meeting scheduled. If you, as a council, like to take advantage, you're assuming you're already blocking off that night for that meeting, we could theoretically have you meet from 5 till 6:45 and then have that meeting scheduled at 7. That would give us a couple hours on that night that you may already be planning to allocate to the city anyway. So do you want to shoot for that as first option for the consultant? And
You know, the consultant can't be here. You understand the dad alone, no?
It's got to be. The whole idea of holding off on this vote, if I can, Mayor. The whole idea of holding off on this vote is let's get some good hard data. I'm of the firm belief, again, that none of us are experts in this field. Let's bring in the guy who knows how to do it, who knows how to educate us, who can answer our questions. So the idea behind our vote was to bring him in. So whenever he's first available, and if we could, council, put back on the agenda that night this same ordinance, or one that we could take.
If that's what you want, make sure we can do that.
Thank you. That would be my feelings on it.
I think I'd rather wait till the 7th for that vote. And here's why. I think we need to think on it. I hate to come into a meeting and then vote that night. It's kind of like with public hearings. Let's have a public hearing so we can vote on what we determine before we heard to have the public hearing. It doesn't sit right with people. It's never sat right with me anyway. But I think we, the 7th is when, so I think we become educated on the 31st. We get the information we need. I think that's a great idea, and let's vote on the 7th.
I think that, I don't know that we need a consensus of everyone to know if it's voting on the 7th or the 31st, but I think it should be on the agenda on the 31st to vote if we are prepared to vote. And if we're not, we can always vote to move it to the next week. Isn't that fair?
You can do that.
That way it's there, and if we're not ready, then we don't, and if we are, we can't.
Well, how do we determine?
Well, because if we don't have it on the agenda, we won't make the decisions we need to make.
Let's have it just be a discussion item. We've had this philosophical discussion before, and at one point we were of the mind that we always start with a discussion first, and then we go to the vote at the next meeting. That's we've done that way for several years now because of the problems created by that.
I don't see anything wrong with moving it on, but I feel that if it's on the agenda, we are pressured to really make a decision. We can move it, but at least we're going forward.
The 7th's not a big deal.
Anybody can put anything they want on the agenda, so.
You can always, we don't have
one
to.
One of the great things about being the mayor pro tem is you can put it on the agenda.
That's right.
Yeah. We put it on the agenda, we don't have, we can move it forward to the next week.
You can move it forward, you can table it, you can do whatever you want to do.
And so it's not huge.
It doesn't preclude anybody from doing anything, but it gives you the opportunity to do something if you decide that's what you want to do.
Okay. I think it should be on the agenda. I feel that that's fine to be on the agenda. We're focused, and if that's what we're focused on, it may as well be on the agenda to discuss and action if we can. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Consideration of, we finished that.
You voted, you're here.
Consideration of Ordinance 18-08, amending Ordinance 1805, annexing two parcels owned by South Ogden City and a parcel known as the Ogden-Goffling Country Club. Any discussion on?
Yeah, Mayor Pro Tem, this is simply a housekeeping item. When the ordinance you adopted on the annexation went down to the state, they found a meets and bounds error. This fixes that.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
Because I thought we did this. Okay.
No.
You did.
Okay. Since we've had...
This is the only no-brainer you're going to have all night.
The explanation of why this is on again. Do we have any discussion or a motion to
yes.
Move on?
I move that we adopt Ordinance 18-08, amending Ordinance 18-05.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call vote. Councilmember Strait?
Yes.
Councilmember Hensley?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Howard?
Yes.
And I say yes too. Okay, consideration of Resolution 18-39, approving an agreement with Personal Systems and job services for a job valuation and compensation study. There was a lot of pages on that in here. And do you want to talk to us about that, Mr. Dixon, or?
I think between the prior discussions we've had on this and the information in your packet, I think it might be quite redundant to go into very much detail, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have as a council.
Does anyone have any questions about the job compensation study that they would like to address? I entertain a motion then to adopt resolution 18-39.
Can I add some further discussion? Mm-hmm. Matt, is it possible? I don't want to put, I don't want to hamstring it or put a lot of restrictions that make it difficult, but Mike, I know they're going to be comparing us to other cities, to like cities, etc. Is it impossible, is it unfair that we ask them to forcefully include certain cities?
No.
So maybe you have a comment, and I still have one more thing to say, but go ahead.
Yeah, so what they'll do is what he calls shoot the moon. He just compares to everybody, and then he'll have you look at the data, and then you scale it back.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. I think that, again, I don't want to restrict their ability to give us good information, but I do think that to be a good, accurate study, it should be forced somehow to have a comparable with North Ogden. I think they are a comparable sister city in many ways. Not always, but in some ways. And so I'd like to see data. And I know they're independent, and there's no politicking, so to speak.
Sure. And he'll do the whole Wasatch Front. Salt Lake City, everybody, and then he'll come to you, and then you'll just pull back. No, we don't want this. We don't want this. We do want this. So you'll have that ability.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Any more discussion?
Just briefly. So I did look up, based on the 2010 census, is there more up-to-date information of city sizes outside of the 2010 census data? Or is it just basically projections? Do we know the answer to that?
There are resources, there are places that will give you projections and things. I think some of the information I've got is either through EDC Utah or the Governor's Office of Economic Development,
okay.
Groups like that who do forecasting and look at those things.
Okay, because I did find the cities, and it was interesting to see our city size in comparison to the state. I was a little bit surprised. Anyway, but that was on the 2010 census. In regards to that, so is it those projections from the governor's office that determine our sales tax distribution, or is it our census numbers only?
Do you know, Steve?
You have to adjust because some of these cities like
grow so quickly. Yeah, I don't know.
How do we keep up to date?
I'm not sure how quickly the numbers are updated, but every month on my state tax commission sales tax distribution report, they have South Ogden City's population. I noticed on the one that I received for the month of April, the number had changed from the month of March.
Okay.
I don't know what their basis for that is, though, but it is. I don't know if that means that's the annual time or if it's a quarterly type of a thing, but there was a difference in the population number for the last distribution.
So I don't want to belabor this too much, but places like Trio, do they count on our population?
Yeah, those are permanent residents. It would be similar to like an apartment complex.
Okay, what about SOPA It used to be Mariner Care. Some of those people have lived there for years. Do they count as residents?
I believe if it's considered a nursing home or a home health care like that, where I don't believe they are considered residents of the city for the population purposes.
Yeah, I'm curious about that in regards not only the study population, but also in regards to making certain that everyone that should be counted does get counted, because that's important to our sales tax distribution. I'm sorry, I went a little astray there, but I was focused on this study, but thank you.
Do I have a motion to adopt resolution 18-39?
I propose we adopt resolution 1839.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Is that right? Roll call, yeah? Okay. Roll call vote. Councilmember Howard?
Yes.
Councilmember Hensley?
Yep.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Strait?
No.
And I say yes. And the resolution passes. Discussion on budget timeline and meetings. We've talked about that a little bit. We will meet on the 31st.
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Liebersbach would like to just review a couple things.
Let me just put a stool there. That can move it down the hall.
I like this. It's awesome. All right, thank you. So in May, there was a timeline given out to you in regards to some scenarios, and this is what we're dealing with at this point in time. So the county will be sending out property valuation notices on July 22nd. In that valuation notice, it will stipulate that South Ogden City is holding their public hearing for truth in taxation on August 7th. Okay, so that is a done deal, as you set the hearing earlier this evening. So between now and then, we have to get a budget more formulated. The deadline to pass the budget for fiscal year 2019 is August 17th. Now, initially when I put the calendar together, I know there is a concern of having a public hearing and then voting on it that same evening. The schedule that your normal council meetings fall on right now is August 7th and August 21st. So your options at that point would be then to either have your public hearing and vote on the budget the same night, or you could schedule a meeting for August 14th to adopt the budget and still have your meeting on August 21st, or you can schedule your meeting on August 14th and cancel the one on August 21st, whichever you prefer. But those are your options. You just, whatever you do, you need to have the budget adopted before August 17th.
And those are statutory dates.
Okay. And if we felt we couldn't have adopted on the 14th, would we have, if we make the meeting on the 14th, we pretty much have to adopt it on the 14th?
Well, if you don't, you would have to call special meetings on the 15th and 16th and 17th.
Where three or more could be present. Okay, so discussion on the timeline for meetings. The 31st before our meeting with the fire, the 7th, our public hearing meeting, the 14th. What you would like to do? I know we had talked before about having a meeting on the 14th so that we pass the budget after we have heard the public.
Or you could just vote on it that night. And vote then.
That's an option. If you want to have the public hearing,
it's not the option I want, but you can do it.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like whatever we do, we're putting the workload on Steve. Mm-hmm. So I actually would ask you, Steve, what works best for you? I know that's a tough question, but I want to be cognizant of the fact that whatever we do, you might have some late nights in between getting it ready. Is there a schedule that best accommodates you?
Currently, the budget, I feel, is in complete disarray from where we were 3-4 weeks ago, mm-hmm. because of all of the let's do this, let's not do that, let's change it, let's go down these other paths. So I believe I have a lot of work still to do to try and incorporate everything that has been discussed over these last weeks.
You can say juggled.
That's not quite the term I was going to use, but I'll go with that then. So I think it would be wise to meet on the 31st because I'll need to incorporate the 3% utility rate increase, and that's going to have a ripple effect as well in addition to everything else that has been discussed. The fleet lease needs to be fully incorporated based on the fund accountability. So I think it would be wise to have a meeting on the 31st so that you as a governing body can see some of the changes that are being incorporated into the budget based on your decisions over these last couple weeks. From there, you'll have to have the public hearing, of course, on the 7th. And if you can have that document on the 31st as a foundation, firm foundation, for the public to view, to make their comments on, I think that will be helpful as well. And then I also am a proponent of not having a public hearing and adopting the budget on the same evening. So in that regards, then, that means having another meeting on the 14th. Now, whether that one is an extra meeting or one that replaces the 21st, that's up for you all to decide. But I think for the benefit of the council, the benefit of the staff, and also the benefit of the residents to have these extra meetings so that this budget document can be put together in a somewhat reasonably reliable fashion before you have your meeting on August 7th.
Thank you.
I do agree with that. I was planning on hoping for a 14th meeting anyway. So how's everybody else?
Me too, that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to the 14th as well. Someone's birthday, not mine, but someone's.
How's it?
Is it not mine, no?
They're not here tonight.
So does everyone want to meet on the 31st before the fire, on the 7th, and on the 14th? What do you
yes.
think?
Yes. I think that works best.
That's is that what?
And then can you also make a decision on the 21st?
Oh, do
you
want to the
cancel
next one
that and have the meeting of the 14th as your your second regular meeting?
Nothing on the 21st.
Somebody has
it's
to
probably back to school next summer, too, anyway.
I need to see one more head up there start nodding affirmatively. Okay. Yeah.
And they're not here, but I'm sure somebody in South Talking has a birthday on the 21st, too.
Somebody does, probably.
I'm not certain.
There we go.
I'm for certain on August 14th.
So,
next item.
So we will cancel the 22nd.
21st.
21st, okay. Okay. Reports. And direction to city manager, Susan. I mean, council member Stewart.
Thank you. I just wanted to say a thank you to the fire and police department. There was a local Cub Scout group that came in the last, they came last week and did a tour, and it was a great time for them. They had a fabulous time. I saw some pictures, and it looked like it was informative and enjoyable. So thank you very much for your time. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanson?
Just one quick thing. Dave Terry's in the audience in the back there. That's who I was speaking of earlier. Dave, just I wanted to introduce you to Council Ken Bradshaw here and to Matt Dixon over here. We're trying to get some things worked out, so maybe the afternoon we'll shake hands and talk for a second. Thank you. Thanks.
On that, I was wondering if they need a special events permit.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll get it figured out.
Council Member Strait?
Yes. So I forgot to mention this two council meetings ago, but I was very pleased to see that on Skyline Drive that there is no parking on the south side. Really? Yeah, the signs are up. And I complained about that. Too bad Chief Park isn't here, but I complained about that, how difficult it was that we had two lanes there, and when people parked there, it was kind of scary. So Chief Park probably did a study. I don't know that for certain, but I was assuming there was a study done, and that's why those signs are up, and that makes a big difference. The only thing I worry about is how they're going to do their trick-or-treating there at the care center this coming fall. But anyway, I guess I'll have to park up in Weber County and walk. But just something for to be aware of. I don't know if you guys have done this, but I did a little figuring, and I want to point something else that I'll bring up in later meetings. Now, we have done a few things, and we did set some monies aside in our 2019 budget for longevity for police. And I didn't do the numbers on fire, so I apologize for that. But I just want to point out that last year in our budget, now we had given some increases prior to this during that budget year, but in the actual budget, the police were only given 0.5% increase and this is at a time where we're scraping to make certain we keep our people. And then our upcoming budget, the one we're doing right now, is 2.3%. So they're under 3%, even compounded over the last 2 years. Now, to be fair, I know that there were other amounts given at other times, but we have not. But we have a supply and demand issue. You know, I have some ideas on that. Part of them were put out there. I think where we need to move to next is we did the numbers, Steve did those numbers. I think where we need to move next is we need the numbers as to what it would take to get there and put them in a better situation as far as when we did the four scenarios. Some of you may be confused. But as far as direction, I'll talk more about this in the future. But we need to do better by all employees, but we specifically need to make certain that we take care of our issues with our police services and probably others.
Nothing tonight.
Finance Director Steve, did you want to talk about the lease financing agreement?
Thank you. In your packet this evening is the lease financing agreement for Zions Public Finance. This isn't requiring you to make any decision or action this evening because you've already done that 2 weeks ago when you awarded them the contract. This is primarily here for your informational purposes so that you can review it. It lays out the amortization schedule for the 5 years and all the other legal terms, conditions, and requirements. So that's basically it.
Thank you. Any questions, Steve?
If I may add, we are planning to close funding on this on July 30th. At that time, the city will have the funds. I think after tonight, I will talk with Zions and conceivably be able to give John and his department the green light to start ordering and purchasing the items that were listed in the RFP.
Mayor Pro Tem, just coincidentally, there are a couple of small legal issues that we're going to have to deal with in there, but they're nothing major. So you may see some changes in the final document from what you had then.
Any questions?
I did have just one question. On page 188, do you have your device? It says description of obligations, and it says weighted average maturity, 2.178 years.
Yeah, because the first payment is due October 1st of 2018. The last payment would be due October 1st of 2022. So over that 5 year time frame, I think is the weighted average. It comes out to that 2.178 because the first payment is pretty much made. It's not a full year in arrears. It's only 3 months. So that is, it's skewing that calculation some stuff.
One of the other things we were talking about earlier that I was alluding to is there's also a section in there that talks about the actual term of the agreement. We all know it's a multi-year agreement, but the paragraph says it's 1 year only. And when you get back down to paragraph 23, then it talks about how that all plays out until 2022. So there are some things in there that look to be a bit ambiguous, but it really is a multi-year agreement. They have to do that so we don't run into problems with non-appropriation, which is an issue for government.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Just a couple of things. Staff would like some direction on whether or not the council would like to have a town hall in September. I think in following with the schedule of the town halls that we have had, that would put one in September.
27th.
The 27th of September. So just wanted to know if that is still the council's desire and staff can plan and prepare for that accordingly.
I think they've been well attended and they have been beneficial for me at least. I would say yes. Of course, Lisa does all the work, so it's what's the big deal.
Is that on Thursday again?
You had four heads nodded the affirmative, so I think you're there.
We'll move forward. For the street, I did mention this in my staff report or my memo to you all for the packet. Just wanted to know if you had any desire for some type of an opening ceremony or some kind of an event for the corridor. Apparently on larger road projects, sometimes that'll be the case. We've not ever done one that I know of as a city. But UDOT is accustomed to doing that, so they're like, hey, are you guys going to do it?
Let's do it when we take care of Madison Avenue, and then we can celebrate.
All right.
Do we have something that guarantees the plants will live for this weekend?
So there is a warranty. Do you know what the warranty is on the landscaping?
Your typical warranty is 1 year from completion date. So once they hand it over to us, they've got 1 year from that completion date to make sure the plant material is acceptable.
Okay.
And you can see some are struggling out there. You know, we've had an issue that they're doing some hand water, but hopefully most of them will come back. But no, we'll keep an eye on that.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, August 15th is the night of Cookie with a Cop. August 15th, that's a Wednesday night. And if you are planning to attend the Utah League Conference in September. I need to know ASAP to get you registered, I think.
It's not that week, is it?
I'm sorry?
It's not that week of the 27th, is it?
Ooh, good question.
No, it's the 12th, 13th.
Okay, it's the week before. Thank you.
So is the cookie with the cop in the newsletter then?
Yes.
Or August?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Councilmember Strait, I question those numbers on the police pay. I just, for the sake of the record, I've made myself a note. I'd be happy to send an update or, you know, get with Steve. I don't believe that perhaps that's the case, that over 2 years we've been less than 3% to our police officers. Perhaps by budget numbers, maybe, given how you budget, but
I acknowledge that there have been pay increases prior to that.
Right.
Within the budget year, but the actual budget is
okay. Exactly
that. In fact, I had to round up to get the 0.5%.
Then let me rephrase that. Don't let the budgeted numbers be a reflection on the actual pay that our departments, our police department in particular, did receive.
And we get, there's $75,000 that's waiting to be allocated.
And I mentioned that as well. I was strictly making the point that we're not there yet.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. That's all I have, Mayor Pro Tem.
Was there any consensus of anything wanting to do with 40th Street to have any kind of a ribbon cutting or anything that you was interested in doing on 40th? No? No one wants to?
The silence is deafening.
Okay.
I am interested in Madison Avenue, though.
I'm interested in the light. Okay. City Attorney?
I think I've said enough tonight.
Mayor Pro Tem, I had a resident call in. She gets upset of everything. You guys have had her call you too when she couldn't get a hold of me. But she couldn't say anything but nice things about Lisa until she helped her. And also they directed her to Todd Hartman, and he was very, very sweet and listened and very understanding. And so she was very impressed with Lisa and Todd. And thank you. And that is all. I think 40th Street is looking really good. There's a few issues that I have on it, but we'll deal with that. Besides Madison, that's horrible. And hopefully we can get that straightened out. But I have. Okay, now we'll move on to number 7. And we will recess our council meeting and convene into an executive session pursuant to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, or pursuant to discuss the sale of real property. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. There's also a new clock.